Welcome to The Business Coach with business consultant Russell J. White, offering proven methods and innovative ideas to help your business grow and succeed.
So, business coach, should an employer allow an employee to work out a notice?
Recently, a client shared a story with me that frankly really caught me off guard. A poor performing employee beat the manager to the punch by giving notice before she could be fired. The manager was relieved that this problem was taken care of itself. However, 8 days into her 10-day notice, the IT security within that company notified the manager that the employee needed to be walked off premises immediately that day.
Ooh.
Yeah, well, I mean, what was the point of that? She still was going to get paid through her final 2 days of notice, so we were asking, why was this necessary?
All right.
It seems that while working her notice, she was accessing websites describing evil things to do in your last day of work.
Oh, my.
The suggestions were from the childish idea of making random nasty notes on copy paper and sliding them deep into the paper tray to throwing a tantrum where you cry, scream, and holler about harassment as you're being escorted out of the building. One site even suggested changing critical company passwords without telling anyone and demanding a ransom for the new password.
So what are the new rules of employment separation?
Wow. I mean, that's when I read this is just the beginning of what they can do. So layoffs, firings, or even with those who give notice of leaving, you need to look at that through a different set of eyes, through the eyes of damage control.
Oh, my.
So upon receiving a separation notice, you need to consider what files this employee has access to. What customer database could easily be copied for a disruptive purpose? What critical electronic information could be corrupted or deleted, creating chaos for the organization to deal with? The calculation of being shorthanded versus damage control has drastically changed in today's working world.
For replays of The Business Coach, go online to WRHI.com. To reach Russell White, go to RussellWhite.com.